Lord, we thank you
that
you will help us to see your purpose for life.
让我们能看到你对我们人生的目的。
To see life through your perspective.
从你的眼光来看待人生。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we had a break last week.
我们上个星期有一个很短的课程。
To find out about security.
来发现就是安全感到此来自于
Although I thought it could be very short.
虽然我觉得那个可能应该很快讲完。
You could say life is vanity.
你可以说人生就是短暂虚空。
We're all going to die anyway.
不管怎么样我们最后都会死。
So save you time on security.
所以呢把你的时间放在这个有安全意义的事情上。
But I think your plan is better.
但是我觉得你的计划更好。
All right, so I looked at at the themes of Ecclesiastes.
我们看了那个传道书所讲的不同的主题。
What I want to do today and probably in one more session is just a quick look through the book itself.
就是今天跟下周呢，我就想很快的我们把这本书给过一遍。
Since we are doing this in just a few weeks, I am not trying to do verse by verse.
因为我们这个就是几个星期的时间来讲传道书，所以我不
会一天一天地讲。But to see some of the big themes.
而是我们来看这个传道书的一个大的主题。
And so I told you that it seems to me that Ecclesiastes is looking at two ideas.
所以对我来讲呢，好像那个传道书在看了两个不同的念头观念。
Life as we see it from our perspective on earth.
一个是从我们来看的，从这个来看的眼光。
Is vanity.
从我们的眼光来看，这个地上的生活就是虚空。
That means it's short.
就是说短暂。
At times it seems absurd and meaningless.
有的时候看上去也很荒唐，也没有意义。
It is like smoke or breath.
就像一阵烟，就像一口气。
Then I said that to see life as the gift of God means it is joy.
从神的角度来看待生活，那就是喜乐。
Now this is not something that, okay, if I see life as the gift of God, I no longer live under the sun.
并不是意味着说，哦，如果我从神的眼光来看生活，我就不再过日光之下的生活了。
But it means I approach each day as a gift from God.
而是我现在过生活呢，每一天我都觉得把它看待成从神给我的礼物来过的生活。
I enjoy what he has given me to be enjoyed.
我享受他所给我要让我享受的。
But I don't try to find my ultimate purpose in life from those things that he has given me. I look for my ultimate purpose from him.
我不说从神给我这些东西来找到人生的终极意义，我是在神那里找到我的人生终极意义。
And so the last time we started in chapter one.
所以上个星期呢，我们讲来到第一章。
As the writer of Ecclesiastes looks at the different things he tried in order to find meaning.
就是我们看到这个传道者他就是想要他的努力寻求他想要在不同的事物上来找到人生的意义。
Wisdom.
比如说在智慧。
Pleasure.
在享乐。
Possessions, accomplishments.
在那个就是财富和这个成就上来找到人生的意义。
None of these are bad in themselves.
这些东西本身并没有什么不好。
But none of them are ultimately fulfilling in themselves.
但是这些东西本身它并不能真正的让你能够有这种满足。
How many of you remember a movie, Chariots of Fire?
多少人记得那个叫烈火战车？
Eric Little, the hero of that movie.
就是那个 Littleton, 就是那个他是奥运的冠军，他在这个电影里边。
And Harold Abrahams.The movie focuses on Eric Little's conviction about running a race on the Sabbath.
这个艾利克呢，他的本身的一个信念就是不在这个安息日来比赛。
But there's another scene that to me is as powerful or more powerful.
但是里边有一幕呢，对我来讲是非常的更震撼人心。
Harold Abrahams
他的那个竞争对手就是那个亚伯拉罕
is getting ready to run a sprint
他准备要跑那个短跑了
short race
就是一个短跑
And before he runs, he explains why he is so nervous about this.
然后在他比赛开始之前，这个亚伯拉罕就解释说为什么他那么紧张。
He says, I have only 10 seconds to justify my existence.
他说因为我只有十秒钟来证明我存在的意义。
His whole self-worth is wrapped up in this race.
他整个的这个自我价值都在于他在这个比赛中的比赛成绩。
And so he has 10 seconds to prove that his life is worthwhile.
所以他只有说十秒钟来证明说我的人生是有意义，是有价值的。
Now, most of us, I think, are not runners.
我们可能没有多少人是比赛赛跑者。
At least Olympic runners.
起码我们没有人参加过奥林匹克的那个赛跑。
But how many of you find the temptation in your career, for instance?
但是多少人你觉得你的这个诱惑在于你的事业当中
？To justify your existence by how you perform in your career.
就是说，你觉得你的这个自我价值在于你在你的事业中，在你的工作中你是如何表现的？
I have met some mothers who justify their existence by how well they do their job raising their children.
我碰到一些妈妈，她们觉得她们的这个自我价值就在于她们的孩子把孩子教得有多好。
Anytime we justify our existence,
就是当我们把我们的这个价值感
By our performance,
放在我们的这个外在的表现的时候，我们的
成就的时候，we are going to be frustrated.
我们最后就会很有挫败感。
Because we are asking more of life, more of our job, more of our children than they can provide.
就是我们所要求的是比我们的工作、我们的事业、我们的孩子所能够给予我们的。
Now, that is how Harold Abraham saw life. I have to justify my value by my performance.
所以这个哈利德这个亚伯拉罕呢，他的问题就在于他要用他的这个表现，他的外在的成绩来证明他的存在价值。
But now here is how Eric Little looked at life.
但是这个艾利克呢，这个 Littleton 呢，他是怎么来看待的呢？
He also wants to win.
他也想赢。
This isn't a matter of saying, well, you know, it doesn't really matter because I'm not trying to prove my worth.He wants to win.
他不是说哦，我没关系，反正我不需要这个来证明我的存在价值。他确实是很想赢。
But here is how he views the race.
但是他是怎么样想的
？God made me fast.
他说神让我跑得很快。
And when I run, I feel His pleasure.
当我开始这样使劲跑的时候，我就感到神的这个从神而来的喜乐，这个享乐。
Tim Keller compared those two statements.
这个凯勒牧师呢，就把有两个那个描述。
And he said this.
他这样说。
Harold Abrahams was weary, was tired, even when he rested.
就是这个亚伯拉罕这个人呢，就算他在休息的时候，他也常常觉得很疲倦、很劳累。
Eric Liddell was rested, even when he was working.
但这个艾利克 Littleton 呢，就是在他跑的时候，在比赛的时候，他也是在安息，他也在休息。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there's a work underneath our work.
因为呢，在我们的这个工作之下，其实还有另外一个工作在进行。
The really stressful work of self-justification.
这个在我们的工作之下，这个更让我们就是有压力的工作，就是你要证明你自己，为自己证明自己的正确性，证明自己的存在。
The work of proving that I am valuable because of what I accomplish.
就是你想要说，我想要通过我所成就的这些东西来证明我是有价值的，这种工作更累人。
And it seems to me Ecclesiastes in this early two chapters tells us two things about that.
所以呢，传道书的头两章就讲到这两件事。
Number one, it's exhausting because you can never accomplish it.
第一个呢，就是让你非常的疲倦，非常的劳累，因为你永远也达不到你的目标。
Because there's always going to be someone a step higher than you on the ladder.
因为不管怎么样，总会有人比你好一些，在你的那个梯子上面。
You work and work and work. If I could move up one notch, now I would really be important.
如果你觉得我再往上升一点，我现在就真的很重要了。
And you move up one notch.
然后你往上再升了一格。
And what do you see?
你看到什么了？
Someone's one
notch higher, right? 还在你下面还有个人比你更有能力，更还在你上面。
I fly more than I wish I did.
我飞行比我希望的更多，我飞行时间很多。
And so a few months ago, I got from American Airlines this envelope that says I am a something medallion traveler.
然后呢，几个星期前一阵呢，我从那个美联航呢收到一封信，就说我是这个反正挺重要的一个顾客。
And it said, so when you fly and you check in, you will automatically be listed for an upgrade on the flight.
所以他们说下次我再飞行的时候，你就自动的就会把你放在那可以让你升舱的那个位置上。就是、那个、
And I thought, oh, that will be really nice.
我说哦，那太好了。
Now instead of sitting like this for 12 hours, I can stretch my legs.
不是说现在挤在那个小小的经济舱的位置，那个很挤的位置上，我现在可能可以有一个大的位置，腿可以伸出来。
So the last 2 weeks, I've had to do 2 trips.
所以过去两个星期，我要飞行两次。
Both of them, I checked in.
然后我都就是进去，进去之后。
And sure enough, there is my name on the upgrade list.
所以呢，我就在那个升舱的那个等的升舱的那个名单上。
With 12 other people who are higher than me.
但是在我之前等的升舱的这个等待的这个名单上，还有12个人比我更有优先权。
For only 2 seats.
然后呢，这十二个，我们这么多人呢，只有两个位置可以升舱。
So here I am like this.
所以我又坐在那个小小的。
With my little medallion card in my pocket.
虽然说我有一个什么特别的一个，就是贵客这个贵客卡。
And I realize it doesn't really matter where you get. There's going to be someone else higher, right?
不管说你往上移多少，反正总有一个人在你上面。
Harold Abrahams.
所以这个哈利德亚伯拉罕
was trying to justify, make his life worthwhile by his accomplishments, and that's always going to be frustrating.
所以他就是想要通过他的成就来证明他人生的价值，那个最后总是让你很挫败。
Someone is always going to be higher than you in your career and in what you're trying to do.
不管说你是在你的事业中，还是你想要完成的事情上，总有人做的比你位置比你更高，做的比你更好。
But Eric Liddell is approaching life differently.
但是艾利克这个 Littleton 他去对生活的态度是不同的。
He is saying, God made me fast.
他说神让我跑得很快。
And I want to run.
但是我很想跑。
I want to win.
我也想赢。
But I am already valuable in God's eyes before I ever start.
但是我就是在我开始跑之前，我在神的眼里就已经是很有价值的。
A Christian who takes that view of life is living life as the gift of God.
所以，当一个基督徒他有这样的眼光、这样的角度来看待生活的时候，他是把生活作为一个从神而来的礼物来过。
He still works hard.
他仍然是非常努力的工作。
He still wants to do his best. He still wants to excel.
从也是在尽力，也想要说更好。
But he doesn't have to prove his worth through that excelling.
他但是他不需要他的这个卓越、这个杰出的工作来证明他的价值。
To me, that's a very freeing message from Ecclesiastes.
对我来讲，这是从传道书里让人很得自由的一个信息。
Because many of us grow up with the idea that our worth is wrapped up in our achievement.
所以我们很多时候我们在成长的过程中我们就有这么一个观念就是被教育的有这样一个观念就是我们的价值在于我们的成就
Now I'm sure this is not true in Chinese families
我想对中国人肯定不是这样吧
But in American families sometimes
但是在这个美国人的家庭
We communicate to our children that the higher their grade the more we love them
就是说对孩子的给他们的信息就是说你的成绩越好你我就越爱你
That would never happen in a Chinese home, I know. 在我们
中国人的家庭里不会发生这样的事吧
But if you know a neighbor who needs it, you can tell them.
如果你知道你是认识的什么人或者你的邻居是这样想的你可以去帮助他
And we go from there to do the same thing with our job.
然后我们从我们的这样的我们带着这样的观念再进到我们的工作当中
I have told about the conversation I had with a Taiwanese girl.
我告诉过你们，我过去跟一个台湾的女生的一个对话。
She was stressed because of the high school exams.
她很紧张，因为她马上是高中就要考试了。
And I said, "Why are you wanting to do so well?"
我说你为什么要觉得一定要做得很好，考得很好呢
？So I can go to a good college.
这样我可以上好大学。
I said, that's neat. Why do you want to go to a good college?
你为什么想去上一个好大学呢？
So I can get a good job.
那样我就可以有一份好工作。
Why?
为什么？
So I can make a lot of money.
这样我就可以赚很多钱。
I said, why?
那你赚很多钱是为什么呢？
At which part time she thought Americans must be the most stupid people in the world.
我这样问她，大概她觉得我美国人大概是世界上最笨的民族。
She said, so that I can send my children to a good school.
她说这样我赚很多钱，将来我就可以送我的孩子去上好学校。
Why?
为什么？
So they can go to a good...
Oh,
she was living her life in Ecclesiastes 1.
她的生活就是过的是传道书第一章的生活。
And that is very exhausting.
第一个那个让你非常的累。
And ultimately, Ecclesiastes says, it's hopeless.
最终的这个传道书也告诉我们这样的生活是无望的。
And so it seems to me that Ecclesiastes is trying to bring us to this point.
所以呢，传道书想要告诉我们的就是
to realize that life here in itself is meaningless.
就是在这里的生活，就是生活的本身是没有意义的。
Nothing matters under the sun.
在日光之下，没有什么真的是重要的。
If you stop there, though, Ecclesiastes is an incredibly pessimistic and hopeless book.
如果你就是停在这儿的话，那传道书真的是一个非常悲观、非常让你绝望的书。
So, make sure you get the next part.
所以呢，我们一定要看下一部分。
Under the sun.
在日光之下。
Lived in order to try to find meaning in itself.
如果你是想要过一个生活，想要在人生生活本身发现意义
，Everything is meaningless。
那这样你就会发现每样事情都是没有意义的。
Nothing matters。
没有任何事情是真正重要的。
It's only when we understand that that we're ready for the good news。
只有当我们真正的体会、了解了这一点，我们才能够体会到这个好消息。
And the good news is。
好的，带有希望的信息就是
that as the gift of God,
作为神给我们生命，作为神给我们的礼物
，everything matters.
每样事情都是重要的，有价值的。
Ecclesiastes is going to conclude this way.
传道书最后的结论就是
God will bring everything into judgment.
神最终会审判万事
，whether good,
不管是好
or evil,
或者是坏，或者是不好。
You see, it's only when I give up on my efforts to prove my worth through what I'm accomplishing.
所以只有当我放弃了，就是不再挣扎，说想要通过我的成就来证明我的价值的时候
，that I can relax.
这个时候可以放松
，and say.
然后可以说
，God,
神呐
，my life is yours.
我的生活是你的
，and so it's valuable.
所以那个是有价值的。
Because it's yours.
因为那是你的，我的生活是生命，生活是你给予的。
When I was the principal of a school,
当我是学校校长的时候
，a family, parents came in to me very upset.
有一家父母过来，非常的不高兴。
Their fourth grade, fifth grade son had been given had a C in a class.
因为他们那个四年级还是五年级的儿子，大概在考试之中得了 C。
Their complaint was not that he did not deserve the C. They knew he did.
然后他们的抱怨不是不满的，不是说这个孩子不应该得 C. 他们知道他确实是。
They agreed that the teacher had done nothing wrong.
他们也同意说这不是老师的错。
But they said, "Would you please tell her to change his grade to an A?"
他说，你能不能把孩子的成绩从 C 改成 A?
And I said, "Why?"
我说为什么呢？
And they said, because we want our son to know we're proud of him and that we love him.
我们想要我们的儿子知道说我们以他引以为荣，我们很爱他。
And I said to this father,
我对这个爸爸说，
are you telling me
你就在给我说，
that your son thinks the only way he can be loved by you
你
is with an A?
你儿子唯一能够被你爱的这个方式途径就是他得了 A 吗？
I said, why don't you go home tonight?
你为什么不今天晚上回到家？
And hug your son.
就抱着拥抱你的儿子。
And say to your son.
然后对你的儿子说。
I saw the C on your report card.
我看到了你的成绩单，你得了 C.
And I need to tell you something very important.
我要告诉你一个很重要的事情。
I love you.
我爱你。
Let your son know you can love him if he doesn't get an A.
让你的儿子知道，就算他不得 A， 你还是爱他。
You see, Ecclesiastes says, once I've given up the idea that I can somehow prove my worth to God.
所以那个传道书说，如果我真的就是放下这个挣扎，这个想法，就是说我应该通过我的成就来让神来讨神的喜悦的话。
Now I can enjoy a relationship with him based not on my worth, but on him.And his gifts to me.
所以我现在呢，我就可以享受我跟神的关系，不是在于我的这个我的行为、我的工作，而在于我就是我认识他。
Let me move into the next section quickly.
让我们到下一个部分。
Chapter 3 begins a section talking about God's plan for our life.
所以第三章呢，就开始讲神对我们人生、我们的生命的计划。
He starts with a poem.
他开始于这个第三章始于一首诗。
For everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
A time to be born and a time to die.
生有时，死有时。
A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted.
栽种有时，拔出所栽种也有时。
A time to kill, a time to heal.
杀戮有时，医治有时。
Time to break down, a time to build up.
拆毁有时，建造有时。
A whole list of opposites.
然后就是整个就是一个对比，一个相反的一个对比。
Now, he is not saying to us, here is how to get the good and avoid the latter, the bad.
不是说你就是光得到前面那个对照里面那个好的，而是避免那个不好的。
You don't get to choose between these.
你没办法在这两个之间选择。
He's saying they all come.
不管是好是坏，他们都会来。
I also don't think he is saying that there is this arbitrary deity, this God in the sky who is just kind of handing these out, and there's nothing we can do about it.
他也不是说就好像有一个随心所欲的一个神子就在天上，就是说我想给这个人这个就好的，想给那个人什么不好的。
I've heard these verses treated kind of that way, fatalism.
所以我就听到有些人就是用这种宿命论来讲解这些经文。
Well, the Bible says there's a time to live, a time to die. This is just the way it is.
所以有圣经上说了，生有时，死有时，所以就是这样嘛。
I don't think that's his point.
我不觉得这个是这个作者的目的。
His point is this.
传道者的这个目要讲的是。
We live under the sun.
我们是过在日光之下生活。
This is how life works.
这个就是人生，生命就是这样子。
It brings good, it brings bad.
生命中，生活中会有好的时光，也有不好的时光。
And so, if we're going to enjoy life as the gift of God,
所以如果我们要把这个生活、生命当成神给的我们的礼物这样来过的话。
We're going to have to come to grips with
我们必须要
抓住 the fact that life is going to include both.
我们就要能够了解这个事实，就是生活就是有这两样。
Now, I told you the first week, Ecclesiastes seems to have no desire to give us easy answers.
所以我已经第一个星期我就讲到过，传道书不是要给我们一个简单的答案。
If Ecclesiastes were written by a television evangelist,
如果这个传道书是一个电视上的这个布道者、传道家写，就是
After this list,
他们一旦讲完这个清单之后，这些
At the end of verse 8, it would say, but if you have enough faith, You can have just the good.
就是在那个电视上的那些人就会说，哦，第八节之后他就会讲，如果你有足够的信心，每样都会好的。
He doesn't do that.
但是他不是传道书不是这么说的。
He doesn't explain it at all.
他根本就没有去把这些给解释了。
It's a lot like the book of Job, where God never gives an answer of why this happened.
神从来就没有给约伯一个答案，就是为什么这些事情会发生。
Because his point is not to say.
他的因为这个作者的这个目的不是说。
Here is a simple solution.
这边是一个简单明了的一个答案，一个解决之道。
It is to say this is where we live.
这就是告诉我们，这就是我们生活的这个景况，这个现实状态。
One writer said this.
一位作者这样写。
And he's going back to this idea that vanity is smoke.
他的回到的这个基础，他的那个观点就是说，虚空不过就像一个烟雾这样。
He says Ecclesiastes teaches us.
他说这个传道书教导我们。
That we are living life under a fog in smoke.
我们是好像过着一个那个雾雾蒙蒙、那个烟雾蒙蒙的雾霾之下的生活，这么说吧。
How many of you have ever driven a car in a heavy fog?
有多少人是在那个大雾中间开过车？
It blinds you to everything.
所以呢，你有这个雾的话，你前周围你什么也看不见。
It's frightening. It's confusing.
让你就是也很紧张，也很慌张，也很慌乱。
It hides what is there.
因为这个雾把那个前面的那些东西都给隐藏起来，你看不见周围的东西。
Life under the sun.
在日光之下的生活。
Life as we see it.
就是我们所能眼见的生活。
Is lived in a fog.
就好像是说我们在那个大雾之中的生活一样，好像就是虚空。
That threatens to hide our understanding of God's ways in the world.
好像在下要就是在威胁我们说要把神对我们的真正的生活目的这些全部给隐藏起来。
And it can bring us to a place.
把我们带到一个地步
where we lose hope.
我们甚至带到一个地步，有时候会失去盼望。
Now again, I'm trying to avoid doing something that Ecclesiastes doesn't do.
我就想要避免说我不去讲说传道书所没有讲的东西。
Because right here is where I want to give you the answer to what he says.
因为呢，在这里我想要说，给你一个这个传道书他所的。
We are in danger, he says, of losing hope.
我们在这种要失去这个希望、失去盼望的危险之中。
And I want to say, but the answer to that is this.
但是你说你要失去盼望了，对这个问题的这个解决之道在于。
But in my notes, I have a note to remind myself.
但是在我的笔记中，我有一个又写了个笔记，就提醒我自
己。We're in chapter three.
我们现在是在第三章了。
And the writer of Ecclesiastes deliberately doesn't give us an answer until chapter 12.
但是这个传道书的作者他是有意的，不在第三章就给我们一个答案，他一直等到十二章才给我们答案。
He wants us to live with the tension.Of this world,
他一直让我们要有意的让我们活在这个世界的这个紧张这种张力之中。
He's not writing a one-hour TV episode where everything has to be wrapped up at the end of the hour.
他不是写了一个就是一个一集电视剧，那么一个小时之内所有的问题都要得到解决。
So I'm not going to get to chapter 12 just yet.
所以呢，我还没有准备到那个最后那十二章。
But in this section, he gives us a whole bunch of.Examples.
但是他在这里给了我们一个盼望的一个模型。
That seemed to contradict what he said at the start of the chapter.
所以呢，好像他现在所讲的跟他刚开始这个书所讲的好像有些矛盾。
For everything, there's a season. There's a time for every matter.
因为他说凡事都有定期。
God has a plan.
神有一个计划，神有计划。
He's working all of this out.
他要把这些计划都给实行出来。
And then he says, but there is a problem.
但是呢，问题在于有一个问题。
Verse 16 and 17.
第十六节、十七节说。
I saw under the sun that in the place of justice there was wickedness.
我又见日光之下，在审判之处有奸恶。
In the place of righteousness, even there there was wickedness.
在公义之处也有奸恶。
I say that God's in charge.
我就说神在掌管一切。
He has a plan.
神有计划。
God put government in place to provide justice.
神这个制定就是设立政府是为了要提供公义。
But the truth is, when I look there, I see that.
但是作者说，但是当我去看的时候，发现审判之处。
There's not always justice.
在审判之处，公义之处并不总是有公义。
And then he gives us a little bit of the answer.That's going to come in chapter 12.
他又给了我们一点点的答案，最终的答案是在第十二章。
And I want you to think about what he says here.
我们来看他在这里说的。
I said in my heart,
我心里说
God will judge the righteous and the wicked.
神必审判义人和恶人。
For there is a time for every matter and for every work.
因为在那里各样事物，一切工作都有定时。
So I want you to think about what the writer is saying.
我大家想一想这个传道书在这里所要传达的表达的
I look around me
他说我看我
And I see injustice
我看到不公平
Where there should be justice
本来那个地方是应该有公平的但是那里却有不公平
The courts are open to bribery
但是这个法院呢却是被这个贿赂所扭曲。
They listen to the most fluent, eloquent lawyer rather than justice.
他们去听那个很能讲、很能言善辩的律师，而不是说真的是去看这个公义所要求的。
And so righteousness and truth does not always prevail.
所以公义和真理和真实并不总是得胜。
Got it?
了解到了吗？
That's verse 16.
那是第十六节所讲的。
So verse 17, I said.
讲的，他说我心里就说。
God will judge the righteous.
神一定会审判，必审判义人和恶人。
For there is a time for everything.
因为一切都有定时。
Here is my question.
所以我的问题就是。
What evidence does he have for that?
那他能够有这样的结论，说凡事都有定时，他的这个证据是什么呢？
None.
那个林弟兄讲说，没有任何的这个证据跟实力说都会有定时。
You see it?
你看到了吗？
He can't bring any examples here to prove his point.
他在这里他没有办法给出一个例子来证明他的观点。
Here is the tension that we live in our world.
这就是我们在这个世界上所生活的这种张力和紧张。
Much of what we see,
我们很多我们眼睛所看到的
does not match.What we believe to be true about God.
我们所看到的跟我们所相信的神的真理好像两个并不能相符合。
I'm not going to ask for any testimonies.
我不会让大家给一个见证。
But how many of you can remember at least one point in your life that you've seen that life does not match what you think that Scripture tells us God is going to do and wants to do?
多少次起码在你的生命中是不是有一个时间点有一段有一个你觉得说你的生活跟圣经上所讲述的关于神的这个真实性好像两个并不相符有矛盾
right
对不对
and the writer of Ecclesiastes is saying to us
他告诉我们
if I go only by what I see I'm going to lose hope
如果我总是从我所见的来判断事情那我很快就会失去希望
He gives us another example.
他给我们另外一个例子。
He says, verses 18 to 21.
十八节到二十一节。
Again, remember, this is life under the sun.
要记住他所讲的都是这个眼一直光下的
生活。Death treats everyone alike.
就是说，死在人在死面前都是一样的。
Man has no advantage over the beast.
人也不比兽，人不能强于兽。
For all is vanity.
都是虚空。
All go to one place.
都归一处。
All are from the dust,
都是出于尘土
and to dust all return.
也都归于尘土
In fact, and listen to this.
你听一下
Who knows whether the spirit of man goes up and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth?
谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？他说他这个是个问句。
Do we have any proof for it?
你有任何的证据能证明人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地吗？
You understand what he's saying?
你了解他所讲的吗?
He is saying here in Scripture the very same thing that a skeptic says in a debate with a theist.
就是那些在那个辩论之中那些怀疑者那些人所讲的。
You don't have any proof that Christians go up to heaven?
你没有任何证据证明基督徒将来会上天堂啊。
For all you know, they're buried in the ground and that's the end of it, just like a dog.
你看到他们的就是说就是也被埋葬了吗？那跟别人一样。
You understand?
你了解吗？
And that's what he says here.
这就是那个传道者在这里讲的，他好像就像那个不信神的那个怀疑者这样所讲的。
So what is his answer?
所以答案在于什么呢？答案是什么？
I saw that there's nothing better than to rejoice in your work.
所以呢，我见人莫强入在他经营的事上喜乐。
Who knows what will come after?
他身后的事，谁能使他回来得见呢？
I hope you're not depressed yet.
我希望这个不是让你们很觉得很灰心丧气，越听越沉重。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
I saw the oppression that is done.
我又见到日光之下所行的一切欺压。
The tears of the oppressed.
受欺压的流泪。
They had no one to comfort them.
却无人安慰他们。
On the side of the oppressors, there was power.
但是压迫他们的人却大有势力。
And I thought.The dead who are already dead are more fortunate than the living who are still alive.
因此我赞叹那早已死的死人胜过那还活着的活人。
Better than both are those who have never been born.
比这两种人都好的就是那还没生出来的。
Have never seen the evil deeds under the sun.
就是未见过日光之下恶事的比这两种人更强。
See how many sharp Sunday school students we have.
看看我们这儿的学生有多聪明，主日学的学生。
Have you heard that same thing recently?
你最近有没有听到有人讲这个
A plus, the book of Job.
就刚刚讲到的，对不对？我们前一段讲到那个立春节嘛。
Job says, "I wish I had never been born."
约伯记，因为约伯刚说过，我希望我都没出生。
But since I was, I wish I could die.
但是我已经生出来了，我现在就盼着死了。
And that's what he says.
这就是这个传道者所写的。
Last week I was reading a book on the Holocaust.
上个星期我在读这个犹太人的这个大屠杀。
The memoirs of a man who survived from Auschwitz.
就是从这个奥斯威辛这个集中营里一个幸存者的回忆录。
And he describes how every day,
他就在描述说每一天
there were prisoners who their phrase was to run into the fence.
然后他们的那个就是说要跑到那个篱笆上，那个铁丝网那儿。
They weren't hoping to escape.
他们并不是想要说他们可以逃出去逃离。
They knew they couldn't get through the fence.
他知道他们跑不出那个铁丝网。
They knew that as they approached the fence, they would be shot.
他们知道当他们在靠近这个铁丝网，他们就会被枪打死。
But they were living in Ecclesiastes 4.
但是他们是活在这个传道书第四章里边。
On the side of their oppressors, there was power.
他们那个欺压他们的有势力。
And there was no one to comfort them.
但是没有人安慰这些被欺压的人。
And he said every day he watched.
这个幸存者说，他看。
As people decided it was better to be dead,
这些其中的人觉得说，死了比活着更强。
And again,
然后再一次。
Ecclesiastes says,
这个传道书说
"This is what life looks like."
这就是在日光之下的生活的模样。
Down to verse 4.
然后我们再看第四节。
He describes two kinds of people.
他描述了两种人。
He describes the person who is envious of his neighbor, verse 4.
一个就是说人去嫉妒他的邻舍。
He says, I want to catch up to the person above me on the career ladder.
我想要赶上那个比我在那个工作上成绩更高、职位更高的人。
I want what he has.
我想要那个人所有的。
I live a mile from Jupiter Island.
我住在那个离那个朱比特那个岛呢，大概只有一迈之遥。
I keep hoping the wind will blow some of their extra cash into my front yard, but it doesn't.
我就希望说，哎，那个风能把他们那个多余的那个钱吹到我们家，但是没有。
And I've had students who work over there, cleaning house and doing jobs.
我们有学生在他们那个朱比特的那个岛上的那个人家里工作，帮他们清理房子啊，做这个那个庭院清扫啊。
And I had one whose mom worked at parties there as a server.
但有一个学生的妈妈呢，在那边就是跟他们的那个他们的宴会上呢，去服侍他们的这个服务员。
And she said the parties were never any fun.
他说他们的这个宴会啊聚会没有一点乐趣。
Now she didn't say it this way.
但是他不是这样说的。
But they were no fun because everyone was living in Ecclesiastes 4.
他这个妈妈不是这样的，但是呢就是说为什么没有乐趣，因为每个人都活在这个传道书第四章里。
I saw that all toil comes from a man's envy of his neighbor.
他所有的这个劳碌呢和这个劳苦都是因为他这么劳碌，就是因为他嫉妒他的邻舍。
She said, "You could watch them."
你可以看到他们这些参加宴会的人。
He has $5 million, and I only have 4. I don't like him.
说你旁边那个他有500万，但是我只有400万，我不喜欢那个人。
She said, "You'd see somebody who's, I was on the Fortune 500 list. $10 million. He's a pauper."
然后另外一个人说，我是在那个财富榜上的大概前50名，那个人只有1000万，他是没几个穷光蛋。
I wouldn't even come if that's all the money I had.
如果只有1000万的话，我来都不来。
She said, no one could enjoy themselves.
所以他每个人那么有钱，但是每个人都不能享受。
Because everyone's busy comparing
to each other. 他们都在忙着把自己跟别人旁边的人比较。
They're living in Ecclesiastes
4. 所以他们就活在这个传道书第四章。
And you say, that is so foolish, those stupid people on Jupiter Island.
你就说那好笨啊，好愚蠢啊，这些朱比特的这个岛上的富人们。
All right, at your job, you're going to have a Christmas party in a few days.
但是在没过多久，可能你们公司就会给你们一个圣诞的聚会。
Look around.
你就看一看周围旁边的同事。
And you're going to see.
你就会看到。
Ecclesiastes 4.
你也看到那个传道书第四章。
Position.
你看到大家的我的这个位置是什么
？Right.
对不对
？Because under the sun.
因为在日光之下。
That's how we get our worth.
那就是日光之下我们的价值就来自。
The size of our office.
我们那个办公室的大小。
Is it in a corner?
我们的办公室是在一个角落吗？还是一个位置更好的地方
？Right.
对不对？
Does it have a window? Yes.
哎，你的办公室有没有窗户
？And so some people will say.
所以有些人就会说。
I don't want to live in that dog eat dog world.
我不想活在这个狗咬狗的这个世界里面。
And so verse 5.
所以第五节就说。
He gives another picture.
他又讲了另外一个图片。
The dropout.
就是说这种怎么隐居者，就是说我什么都不做。
Who folds his hands.
就是握着自己的手。
And he says, and eats his own flesh.
他就是说，吃自己的肉。
He just says, "I'm not going to be a part of that."
我才不成为他们中的一群。
I quit.
我就放弃。我就是那个像那个辍学者，那个后。
The dropout.
就是讲那种隐退者。
He destroys himself through his laziness and his lack of care.
他就是通过他自己的这个不在意和自己的懒惰，他在其实是自我毁灭。
And Ecclesiastes says,
然后传道士是说,
if that one who was so envious of his neighbor is wrong, so is this one. He's a fool. Verse 5.
嫉妒邻舍的人呢是错的，但是同样的呢，这样子就是说什么都不做，这样子一个隐退者呢，这样退出来的这社会的人，他也是一个愚笨者。
You see the two extremes.
你看到这两个极端吗？
The person who can't enjoy life because he always needs more.
一种人是没法想，因为他总想要更多，所以他没法享受生活。
And the person who doesn't enjoy life because he's just given up and quit.
另外一种人他也没法享受生活，因为他就完全放弃，就退出了。
And then Ecclesiastes again gives us a little hint of the answer.
然后在传道说这里又给了我们一点点答案。
He's not going to give us the whole thing till chapter 12, but he keeps dropping in little hints.
直到十二章，他不会给我们一个很明确明了的答案，但是在这里他有一点给我们这里一点那里一点答案。
Verse 6.
暗示第六节。
Better is a handful of quietness.
满了一把得享安静。
Than two hands full of toil and striving after the wind.
强如满了两把劳碌捕风。
To this person who's always wanting more,
就对那个总想要更多的人来说。
To this person who just quits,
对另外一个就是完全的就是退出的人。
He says,
他说
，Have a handful of quietness.
怎么样？就是说你有一把的，就是有一满了一把的安静。
Be satisfied.
要满足，知足。
Be at peace.
就是里边很有安，里边蛮有安息。
Enjoy life,
享受你的生活
as the gift of God,
把你的生活作为神给的礼物来享受
to be content,
就是要知足
a handful of quietness,
就是说满了一把的安静
Dallas Willard wrote about this verse,
然后有一个人就讲到这一句经文
and he said he used the imagery of traveling through an airport.
他用了这个来描述的是一个在那个飞机场的一个。
I'm sorry, I told the wrong person. It's not Dallas. It's Tim Keller.
就是那个凯勒牧师。
He said, on one extreme is the person who is running to catch his flight.
他有其中的一个极端的就是一个人使劲的跑，使劲的跑，想要去赶上他的
飞机。And he's desperate.
然后他都快绝望了。
If I miss this flight, I'll probably lose the sale.
如果我要是不能赶上这趟飞机，可能我那个销售就完不成。
I lose this sale, my boss is going to be mad at me.
然后我销售完不成，我的老板会对我不
高兴。My boss is mad at me. I'm not going to get a promotion.
老板对我不高兴，我就不会提升。
And in his mind, this one flight sums up the rest of his life, his whole career path.
所以呢，那趟他能不能赶上那趟飞机，就决定了他今后他的一生的这个工作。
And he's miserable.
所以他天天感觉很不好，很糟糕。
On the other extreme,
但另外一个极端就在于
is the person who says, "Ah, doesn't matter."
就说啊，没关系。
If If I miss it, I'll just sit down in the bar and have a drink.
如果我要赶不上这趟飞机，我就坐在酒吧里好好喝杯酒。
And Tim Keller says that person is never going to accomplish anything either.
说那这个凯勒牧师说，那这个人也什么也完全做不了。
In between is the person who has a handful of quietness.
就是有一个人，他有一把的这个安静。
Who says?
他可以说
，I'm going to run as fast as my legs will carry me to try to make it.
我就能跑多快就跑多快，要赶上这趟飞机。
But if I don't make it,
但是如果我真是赶不上这趟飞机。
Life is still the gift of God.
生命还是神所给的礼物，生活还是。
And I'm still going to enjoy and live life as I have it.
我还是要享受生活，就像我现在。
Do you see the balance that gives to our life?
你看到这个所给我们生活所带来的这个均衡吗
？I still do my best.
我仍然去尽我的努力去做事。
But I don't allow it to destroy me when I run into failures and struggles.
但是我一旦呢碰到了失败和这个失败的话，我也不会让这个东西来毁掉我。
Let me move quickly. He looks at the isolation of man.
他也是看到人和人之间的隔离。
He looks at the fact that popularity is temporary.
他又看到说这个受欢迎人气是短暂的。
He says it's better to be a poor and wise youth than an old foolish king who no longer will listen to anyone.
贫穷而有智慧的少年人胜过年老不肯纳谏的愚昧王。
And he says, you know, it's better to at least have some wisdom, even if you're poor.
就算你穷，但是你更好的就是你还是有智慧，而不是说。
And then he says, wait a minute.
他又说，又等一等。
Those who come after this poor wise man, they won't rejoice in him. They won't remember.
就是说，在他后来的 ，you mean the after the old king or the young man?
The young.
Okay,
after both, actually.
他说，就算说在这个不管说这个贫穷而有智慧的少年人，还是这个年老不肯纳谏的愚昧王，当他们过去之后，后边的后人也不会纪念他们两个。
It must be vanity.
那肯定就是虚空。
But then he gives us another hint.
他另外给了我们一个暗示。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第一节。
And that is this.
他说是。
Guard your steps.
他说要。
When you go to the house of God,
你到神的殿要谨慎。
Draw near to listen.
因为近前听。
The answer to all of this frustration,
对这个所有的这种挫败，
is faith.
它的答案在于
going to God's house with a receptiveness to hear God's voice.
就是要到神的殿里边，你有一个愿意受教的心，愿意听到神的话。
Not to try to bribe God, the sacrifice of fools.
不是说像那个愚昧人献祭，你想用你的祭物来贿赂神。
Not to try to impress him.
也不是想要好像让神对你感觉另眼相待，印象深刻。
He says, verse 2, God is in heaven, you are on earth. Let your words be few.
说神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。
He says, just go and listen.
所以到神面前就是专心听他的话。
Don't try to impress God.
不要想说哦，让神觉得你很怎么样。
Go and be open before Him.
就是在神面前敞开。
Be real.
在神面前真实。
Listen.
就是倾听。
And then verse 18 in this chapter 5.
在第五章第十八节。
Martin Luther said this is the key to the whole book.
马丁路德说这个是整个传道书的这个。这个要就是关键之处钥匙。
This is what I have learned.
这是我所学到的。
To be good and fitting.
就是我所见为善为美的。
To eat and drink and find an enjoyment in all the toil under the sun.
就是人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的份。
The few days of life that God has given him.
得来的好处因为这是他的份。
For this is his lot.
因为这是他的份。
Ecclesiastes is not teaching this.
传道书所教导的不是。
I used to think Ecclesiastes was this.
我曾经以为。
Before we become a Christian,
在你成为基督徒之前
we see life under the sun.
我们所看到的只是日光之下的生活。
And it's all vanity.
所有的这一切都是虚。
After we become a Christian, we see life as the gift of God, and it's all joy.
然后我们一旦成了基督徒，我们现在。就是认为这个生活是神给的，所以呢，都一切都是喜乐。
That would be nice.
如果是这样就太好了。
Right?
是不是
？Once you're a Christian, you're living your best life now, and everything's great.
然后一旦你成了基督徒，你就开始过你最好的生活，是不是
？Sadly.
令人难过的是
Ecclesiastes never read that book.
那个传道书都不是这么写的。
What he says is this.
他说的是
Before we are a Christian, we see life under the sun.
在我们成为基督徒之前，我们所看到的不过只是日光之下的生活。
After we are a Christian,
但是我们成为基督信主之后
we still live under the sun.
我们还是活在这个世界上，活在这个日光之下的生活之中。
But now, through that fog and smoke,
通过那个就是那个雾，那个大雾，那个烟。
We begin to see a new perspective.
我们开始有一个新的角度，新的眼光。
Life as the gift of God.
我们这个新的眼光就是说，从神把它。
And here is why Luther says this verse is so important.
作为神的恩典来讲，这是在第五章。
Because in this verse, 5:18,
因为在第五章十八节，他说。
He brings the two together.
他把这两个。
Life under the sun.
放在一起，一种是说日光之下的生活。
Life that God has given.
另外是说生活是作为神的恩赐的生活。
And that means this for us.
所以对我们其中的每个人来讲。
Our spiritual growth.
我们的属灵的成长。
Happens in a world of injustice.
是在我们属灵成长是在一个充满不公的世界里边。
A world in which good people die.
是在一个好人也会死的这个世界里边。
A world in which there's jealousy. Rivalry,
充满嫉妒跟增进的世界里边。
A life in a world in which sometimes what you do for good is never appreciated.
然后是在一个你为别人做了很多好事，但是别人根本也不。
And life as a believer,
但是作为一个基督徒
的生活 does not take away any of that.
作为一个基督徒，你就算你信主了，生命这些东西并不会消失。
I think that's incredibly important to understand.
这对我们来讲是非常的重要。
Because if we don't understand that, we're going to become very frustrated in our Christian life.
我们不真正了解这一点，我们就会觉得在这个基督徒的生活是很令人挫败的。
You see, many young believers think.
很多刚信主的人会，他们觉得。
Once I become a Christian.
一旦我成了基督徒。
God is going to make my life smooth.
神会让我的生活从今以后都很平顺。
Everything is going to go.Easy for me.
从今以后生活都很安逸，很舒适，很平顺。
Someone said to me last week.
上个星期有人对我说。
Not from here, not from.
不是从我们这里。
Said, I know God loves me very much.
我知道神很爱我。
I said, How do you know that?
我说那你怎么知道的呢
？Oh, because this and this happened to me good this week.
因为有三件好事这个星期发生了。
I'm happy for her.
我很为她高兴。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于
What if next week?
那如果下个星期
She has the flu.
她得了流感
Bounces a check at her bank account.
然后她的那个一张支票被银行退回来
And the IRS informs her she's being audited.
然后呢，这个税务局说要查她的税
Will God still love her?
神是不是还仍然爱她呢
Yes.
是的。
Job and Ecclesiastes both say,
约伯记跟传道书都说
God will still love her.
神仍然爱她。
But we live in this world like that.
我们就像活在这个世界上。
Sometimes wonderful things happen.
有的时候是有很好的事情发生。
That's good.
那当然好，很好。
Sometimes terrible things happen.
有的时候是有很可怕很糟糕的事情发生。
That's bad.
那是坏的，那是不好的。
But it is all part of life as we live it in this world.
只要我们活在这个世界上，这就是生活的一部分。
If you don't understand that,
如果你不能真正的理解，
you will be a Christian because you think that being a Christian will give you an easy life in this world.
如果你觉得说我成为基督徒，我就会在这个世界上有个很舒适安逸的生活。
And then you're going to become very angry at God when He breaks His end of the deal.
然后呢，但是你就会对，如果事情不像你就不像你所期望的。你就会很生气
Because life isn't going to be easy in this world.
因为在这个世界上，只要你活的生活
And you're going to think that he cheated you.
然后你就会觉得神骗了你
Right?
对不对
But Ecclesiastes says this is where we're living.
传道书就很清楚明了的告诉我们，这就是我们
It has good things.
我们的生活的世界
It has bad things.
有好的事情，也有不好的事情发生
And what makes it worse, I'm only going to spend a minute here.
但是更糟糕的是
But what makes it worse is we don't always even know which is which.
我们都不知道到底什么是什么。
Chapter 6 says,
第六章说到,
there are times when what looks like good is just vanity.
有的时候呢，看上去很好的事情，实际上不过是虚空。
What appears to be wonderful turns out not to be so wonderful.
有些看上去很精彩很棒的事情最后其实并不是那么好。
And chapter 7 says, what appears to be bad sometimes,
有些东西表面上看的挺不好的。
Ends up,
但是最后的结局呢,
to be good,
却是好的。
I taught in a college for 30 years.
我在大学里教书三十年。
Which means that for 30 years,
所以就是意味着三十年之久。
I watched 18 to 21 year old kids.
我就看着那个十八岁到二十一岁之间的孩子。
Fall in love.
然后看他们哦，开始彼此相爱。
And there were many times when what they thought was good,
他们很多时候觉得挺好的。
Turned out not to be so good.
但是最后的结局却不好。
Oh, they won the girl they wanted.
Oh, 他们碰到那个女孩子，他们好喜欢她，想要。
And 5 years later, they wish they could give her back.
然后，五年之后，他希望能把那个女孩子退回去。
You understand?
你了解吗？
We're not very good at judging what's good.
我们其实不擅长于去判断到底什么是真的好的。
And sometimes,
有的时候
what looked to be like a great disappointment.
有的时候看到生命中好像是让我们很失望的事情。
5 years later,
oh,
I'm so glad I didn't get what I wanted.
你就会说哎呀真是感谢神我没有得到我所想要的。
And so how do we live in that world?
所以我们如何活在这样子一个世界当中呢?
Chapter 8 begins to give us the answer.
开始给我们一些答案。
We live in a world of suffering.
我们过在生活在一个充满苦难的世界。
But it is a world in which God gives us good things.
但是即使在这个世界中神给我们好的东西。
The fact that we live in this world must not lead us to hopelessness.
我们活在这样一个世界，不应该说让我们导致我们就是无望、绝望。
And now we come to chapter 12, the conclusion.
现在我们到了第十二章的这个结论。
And they're ringing the bell.
现在那个下课铃声响了。
So I'm going to stop here.
所以我现在就要停下来。
And simply say to you, don't lose hope this week.
所以这个星期呢，不要失去盼望。
Don't go in tomorrow and quit your job because, well, it's all vanity. Wait one more week until we look at chapter 12 that brings it all together.
然后让我们看看那个第十二章。
But this middle of Ecclesiastes, here's what I want you to see from the middle of the book.
所以就在传道书的这个中间部分这几章。
It is not the simple view of life that says, well,If I'm a Christian, everything will go great.
他不是说一个很简单的对生活的看法，说啊，我成了基督徒，每样事情都会很好的。
If you haven't learned it yet, let me give you some very sad news.
如果你还没有学到这一点，不轻
易的言论。
你一个让你难过的事实就是生活不会平
顺。Being a Christian does not
作为基督徒
take away all the problems of life.
不会把你生命中所有的问题难处都给挪去。
But the middle of Ecclesiastes says, this is the world God put us in.
这是神把我们放在这样一个世界当中。
This is where we live.
这是我们所活的。
And we can thrive and enjoy life.
我们可以在这个中间，就是说我们可以成长，可以繁荣昌盛，我们可以享受生活。
In this difficult world.
即使是在这样一个困难，充满难处的世界当中。
He isn't closing his eyes to the reality of pain and hurt.
他不是说这个盲目的就是不看现实。
But he is saying,
他是说，传道者说，
even in this world,
就算在这个世界里，
in the fog of life under the sun,
就是在这种日光之下，这个充满烟雾的这样的一个迷惑的这个世界，
he's already given us some hints.
他已经给了我们一些暗示。
Of life as the gift of God.
给了我们一些暗示，就说。生活是神给的礼物。
Next week we'll look at chapter 12.
下个星期我们看第十二章。
Where he brings all of it together.
他就把这个所有的都放到一起，一个总结。
To show us the answer.
告诉我们这个答案。
What Ecclesiastes does, and I think it's a wonderful approach.
我觉得这个传道书的这样的一个写法，这样一个来对待生活的这个方式是很好的。
Many times the way I teach,
很多时候我教书的时候，
and the way some books of the Bible are structured,
有些时候这个圣经中一些书它的结构，
here is the answer,
它是刚开始说，哦，答案就在这里，
and then we go back and we show the problems and we repeat the answer,
然后先是把答案给你，然后把中间说这是什么问题，然后最后结尾的时候再把这个答案给你。
Ecclesiastes does it differently, and this is why it's a frustrating book to some people.
传道书呢，它的这个结构不同，所以有些人
He spends 11 chapters looking at the problem without clearly giving us the answer.
所以前十一章都是在讲述问题，讲述矛，但是不给你任何答案，没有答案。
And only at the end is he going to give the answer.
只有在十二章的时候，他才给你答案。
And I think that's partly because of Solomon's own experience.
这是为什么呢？因为我觉得可能是所罗门的个人生活，个人经验。
He knows that for some of us,
他知道我们对其我们其中的某些人。
We will never accept the answer until we have seen the hopelessness of all the wrong answers.
对有些人呢，他可能不会一下就接受答案，他除非自己真的看到了、经历了这个所有的这些无望感、这些问题所带来的，才能接受这个答案。
And so for 11 chapters, he has shown us the hopelessness of all the wrong answers.
他讲到了这些所有错误答案的这个所能带给你的这种无望感。
Next week we'll look at chapter 12.
下个星期我们看十二章。
And what faith does in answer to this.
然后那个信心所、信仰所带来的答案。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, as we live under the sun,
亲爱的神，当我们在这个过这个日光之下的生活的时候，
help us to remember that this is not all there is.
帮助我们记住这个生命的本质，所有眼前所看到的不是所有的一切。
help us to enjoy the good gifts you give us.
帮助我们能够享受你所给予我们美好的礼物。
and help us to trust you in the times when life brings difficulties.
当生命中有难处的时候，帮助我们能够信靠你。
That we won't give up on you.
我们不会放弃你。
That we won't somehow think it means that you don't care for us and love us.
也不是说就让我们觉得说你不在意我们，你不爱我们。
But that we will trust you even in those difficult times.
就算是在这个很艰难的时光，我们仍然相信你，信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.